Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. My name is Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms podcast. Right after this short message from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer on believing in God's goodness together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer for choosing to believe God is good. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. An absolute bundle of nervous energy, she sat across from me in the small counseling room, trying to wrap her mind around the positive pregnancy test confirmed on the sheet of paper in front of her. Her stress had everything to do with her stage of life, and the total and radical shifting of priorities and plans a new baby meant. Instead of the freedoms of retirement calling her name, long, sleepless nights, tantrums, diapers, and the realities and risks of being an older mom now loomed in the not-so-distant future. She'd been living happily in one reality. And now a new one inserted itself into her life without permission, or so she thought. "I've never been a fan of, well, that option," she said. "But I just don't know if I can do this again. What if something's wrong with the baby? What if it affects my health negatively? What if having this baby makes it harder for me to take care of the children I already have?" These were the questions plaguing her, and I understood completely. With only a few years between us, I knew that her fears would be my exact fears if I were to find myself pregnant and expecting a child in my mid-40s. As I listened to her rattle off statistics about all of the things that could possibly go wrong, a small question began to form in my mind. When she paused to take a breath, I looked at her and quietly asked it, "Do you believe God is good?" As a professing Christian, she quickly said yes, but then I asked her a follow-up question. "If the very worst possible scenario were to happen with this pregnancy, would you still believe God is good and that his plans for you are good?" And then she began to cry. Romans 8:28 is a familiar and beloved verse to Christians around the world. Most of us can quote it word for word, and often do, especially when things don't seem all that good. I remind myself frequently that the words "all things" really do mean all things. God works the good, the bad, and the ugly together for our good when we belong to him. But it isn't really the words "all things" that I struggle with about this verse. No, if I'm honest, I struggle with another word entirely. Good. Most of the time, I have to face the fact that what I define as good may or may not be what God defines as good. And sometimes it takes what seems bad in the moment to produce a greater good God wants to work in my life for his glory. Let's pray. Father, I believe you're good and that your plans for me are good. But in the heat of the moment, I often confuse my definition of good with yours. Help me to see the circumstances of my life through the lens of your word and to remember that I can trust you no matter what comes my way. Make me confident in your goodness so that I can live in a way that others see you in me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you love today's devotion and prayer, join me in the Everyday Prayers podcast with Million Praying Moms. Monday through Friday, we offer a 5-minute devotion and prayer for moms to help you focus your heart on what really matters, God's word and how it applies to your life and your children's lives. Our mission is to help you get in God's word, praying it back to Him in the areas your family needs it most. Tune in on your way to work, school, while you're getting ready for the day, over the breakfast table, or even for an evening devotion, impacting your day with a short but powerful message of encouragement and scripture-inspired prayer just for moms.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.